Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as you all most likely are certain to know if you've been following this broadcast, we are in Romans chapter 12, and we have come to the part of the book of Romans that is generally called the practical section, which is simply a way of saying this describes Christian love in shoe leather, how Christian love works its way out in day-to-day relationships and practices, which is another way of saying the Christian faith in shoe leather, because it's impossible to truly possess saving faith without also possessing the love of God in some measure. It is a imperfect measure, to be sure, but nevertheless, it is a genuine measure that is distinguishable from that lack of love that is found among unbelievers. And because you do find things among unbelievers that mirror the love of God, that seem to express a form of love, that means that whatever Christians have that is that distinguishes them from unbelievers has to be of a much higher magnitude. If your love doesn't rise above the expression of love that can be found among unbelievers, then there's something seriously wrong with your Christian faith, and there may even be indication of a counterfeit profession of Christianity. And so these things become very important. We're not just talking about nice little recommendations. These things become very important as we look at this list of qualities and practices and instructions in Romans chapter 12 that tell us how Christians are to live. These are not nice little suggestions. These are describing the change that the grace of God makes in the lives of His children, and that God expects us to demonstrate and develop. Develop because we don't start out with any of them full blown. And develop because even at the end of our life we'll not have any or all of them perfectly. But nevertheless, these are genuine demonstrations of the grace of God within our lives. And if they are just not there, totally absent, and there's no willingness to recognize that they need to be there and no desire to see these things in our lives and to develop them in obedience to God's word, then back to the original question, what makes you think you are a Christian? Sorry to put it that way, but I'm trying to help you. I'm afraid there are many people who are headed to eternal destruction who think that they are saved and on their way to heaven simply because they have prayed a certain prayer, responded to a certain external activity which was recommended to them, such as walking an aisle, raising a hand, kneeling at an altar, going through certain steps with a personal worker, agreeing with what the personal worker said, repeating the prayer that the personal worker told them to repeat, and so forth, and then being assured that if they were sincere in meaning this, that they are now eternally saved and have nothing to worry about. But no fruit. No evidence of biblical repentance. No evidence of biblical conversion. No evidence, therefore, of biblical faith. Saving faith. Now that brings me back to Romans 12:13, two instructions that tell us how Christians utilize material resources And Romans 12:13 says, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. And it is that second one that we left the air talking about yesterday, and I want to conclude that today. Namely, what does it take to practice biblical hospitality? If you weren't on the broadcast, weren't with us on the broadcast yesterday to hear the description of what biblical hospitality is, I'm sorry, I don't have time to review. But just to summarize, it's evident that God expects His children to demonstrate hospitality. Not just pastors, not just Christian leaders, not just certain ones who are far advanced above what most Christians are, but this is an instruction to all believers, given to hospitality. We are to practice this. We are to develop this. Now, what does it take? Well, these are just practical suggestions. I'm not drawing this out of the biblical text now. This is just personal observation and opinion. But it seems to me that to practice biblical hospitality, number one, requires some initiative, planning, and thoughtfulness. It's hard to practice hospitality without some thought and planning. Sometimes it can be very spontaneous. Somebody shows up, they have a need, you do what you can to meet the need. Somebody's hanging around the church, they're a visitor, they obviously need some fellowship, some human contact. You say, come on over to the house, and you scurry around and try to rummage something up, not having planned for this ahead of time. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I'm highly recommending that, but I'm also saying, if you are going to be given to hospitality, remember that carries the idea of pursuing it, developing it, then you are going to have to take some initiative and do some planning and give some thought to how to carry this out. Number two, what does it take to practice biblical hospitality? It requires some financial expenditure. You're going to have, this is another area of giving. And that shouldn't surprise you. We're talking about two things in this text, Romans 12:13, both of which have to do with the Christian way of utilizing material resources. God expects us to use the material possessions, the material commodities that He has placed within our trust in certain ways. And the Bible gives us instructions in regard to our giving, in regard to our taking care of our families, in regard to many things. But here's another one. You see, verse 13 says, first of all, distributing to the needs of the saints, that's number one. Secondly, given to hospitality. This requires expenditure. You can't be hospitable if you are so stingy, you'd rather use the word frugal, but are so stingy that you're unwilling to spend anything beyond what is absolutely necessary for the care of yourself and your family. If you're not willing to extend yourself to include others and recognize that that means spending some money to buy some food, to do some things, to extend hospitality, you'll never develop and practice hospitality as the Bible commands it. Now, let me be quick to say that hospitality doesn't have to be fancy. Sometimes just having somebody over for a bowl of homemade soup, which if you can cook, you can do that relatively inexpensively, but not free, but relatively inexpensively. A good bowl of homemade soup and maybe just some good bread, a little bit, you know, just not sliced white loaf bread, but some of the nice bread that you can buy so many places now. That can make a pretty nice meal and doesn't require a lot of expenditure. And you don't have to necessarily provide the best of everything, fancy everything, expensive everything. It doesn't have to be expensive food. It doesn't have to be linen tablecloths and napkins and polished silver. And as I said on the broadcast yesterday, sometimes those things even actually are counterproductive because they can be intimidating depending on who it is that you're providing hospitality to. But if you're showing hospitality to somebody who is not accustomed to those things and takes them completely out of their environment, they may find themselves so uncomfortable that they're not capable to receive the loving Christian fellowship and ministry that you want to give to them. And even people who would be comfortable in that situation don't require it all the time. And I'm convinced that the reason that some people seem to be unwilling to extend hospitality is because they're too concerned about what other people are going to think about their house, about their china, about their linens, about their way of doing things. And they are so self-centered that they can't give themselves to others in this way. So number one, initiative, planning, and thoughtfulness. Number two, financial expenditure. Number three, some inconvenience of your schedule and of your space and of your privacy. The reason some people don't extend hospitality is because they just don't want anybody in their home that isn't their own immediate family, people they're totally comfortable with. They're just not comfortable having strangers in their home or having people in their home that are not close friends and family. And I'm saying to you, get over it. There's no way for you to practice biblical hospitality unless you get over that hump. Now, here's what the Bible tells us God wants us to do with the things that He's given to us. If He's blessed you with a home, He's blessed you with some material resources, He doesn't expect you to take care of all of your responsibilities for giving by giving at a distance, which is the way we normally give. We put money in the offering plate. We give money to a missionary. We give money to this or that organization. That's good. That's well and good. But that doesn't fulfill all the responsibilities that the Bible gives us. Okay, that's good as far as it goes. But now, where are you showing hospitality? And yes, it does create some inconvenience and some changing of your schedule and some invasion of your space and privacy. And yes, some people seem to handle that better than others. There are different types of personalities. But this requirement doesn't say distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality, if you are the hospitable type, if that's your personality. It says this is what God expects of His children. What is required? Number four, some expenditure of energy, some work. For most people, unless you're extremely wealthy and can hire a maid, you are going to have to not only do some planning and some financial expenditure and some willingness to be inconvenienced in regard to your privacy, but there's also going to have to be some preparation and cleaning. In short, what showing hospitality requires is more selflessness, more of a servant's heart, more forgetting self to minister to others, to work at making other people comfortable and meeting their needs. It's really just very much a servant attitude. And this is a distinctively Christian way to behave. That's what God wants us to do. That's what God wants us to develop. That's how God wants us to use the material resources that He's placed within our care. Has He given you a home? Use it. Yes, it's primarily for the care of your family, but it's also to extend hospitality to others. Has God given you an income that allows you to rise above the bare poverty level, the bare basic necessities of life? Then use it not only to drop money in the offering plate, but to extend hospitality to others. That's what God expects of all of His children. And until you have developed that, you are very, very immature as a Christian. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.